There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the second hour of this live Sunday edition with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
And we've talked about the minimum wage, and Ferguson actually is back in the news. By the way, Mark, you looked at this Drudge site that you were citing. You called it Drudge.com, which is the site that you were citing. I was a little confused. I thought you meant it was Drudge Report.
I'm befuddled by this thing, honestly.
Drudge Report.
No.
You are citing a website called Drudge Retort.
Right, and I did see that up there, and I was just wondering, is that a section of the Drudge Report, you know, like where he addresses things? I don't know.
No, it seems pretty clear to me that this is a site that is sort of counter to the existence of Drudge Report. Look, if you look over on the left-hand side, you see there's a lot of lefty kind of blogs there, Mother Jones, Progressive Populist, Slate. So essentially, you know, the viewpoint on the Drudge Report is sort of a right-leaning viewpoint editorially, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And so this is the Drudge Retort. Now, whether that means that this story about 75% of the people in Ferguson having warrants out for their arrest.
It's a crazy number.
I don't know if that's, you know, whether or not that's true is hard to really say, because it's just essentially a text entry here on this site, and there's no actual citation as far as where did they get that information. What they do say in the entry, Mark, is that there apparently are... Let me actually pull up what exactly it says here. The claim is, posted on March 13th, in the city of Ferguson, nearly everyone is a wanted criminal. That may seem like hyperbole, but it is a literal fact. In the Missouri city, with a population of 21,000, 16,000 people have outstanding arrest warrants, meaning they are currently actively wanted by the police. In other words, if you were to take four people at random, the Ferguson police would consider three of them fugitives. I don't know if the fact that they have 16,000 warrants means that all 16,000 of the people they have warrants for live within city limits.
Right. Are there 16,000? Does the Ferguson Police Department have out 16,000 warrants on 16,000 different people? Or, I mean, like, so I guess that's a confusing number, too.
Yeah.
But it does say...
I'm calling it into question here.
Yeah. I questioned it from the very beginning, but I, you know, what are you going to do on it? I just have to say that it still sounds like this police department acts very similar to an occupying force.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Paul's in Arkansas listening to KSMD and Pangburn. Hey, Paul.
Hey, you know, I had to call to make sure this was Free Talk Live, because the points that are being made should have been dead more than a month ago. The forensic report from the police, yes, but a forensic report showing where things entered and exited, bullets and such, and I don't know if they're scratches or whatever, indicated the police officer's story was true. The Department of Justice independently affirmed that everything aligned with what Sergeant Wilson said. You talk about the thin blue line, but hey, and you can say, oh, Lee Brace isn't out of it, but it absolutely is involved. There's a black line, too. And I don't know if you saw when Al Sharpton was in town, who can't create peace but Al Sharpton? There was signs written on the side of a business, snitches get stitches. Open threats to people. If they tell on people who looted, tell me there's not a racial situation. Pretending it's not there doesn't make it go away. Time to wake up, gentlemen.
What are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that there weren't white people who were looting? Oh, he hung up the phone.
Well,
the black line, he says, Mark. What do you think about that?
Well, he didn't deny that there was a blue line, and that's really what the issue is. I don't think that Al Sharpton represents all black people. If you think that, you've bought the line. You know, you're his sucker. Good luck. I don't think most black people believe that either. I think that many times people who feel that they've gotten the short end of the stick in life, like, right, they should take responsibility for their lives. There's no doubt about it. But also, right, there's an argument to be had on the other side here. And if you just diminish that argument, that you're as much a part of the problem as anyone else. I think you can't be, you can't talk about the Jim Crow laws in this country until you talk about the drug war. When you talk about the drug war, you enter it in, you see how, you know, blacks in this country have been marginalized. And that's the difficulty. How do you, with a record, when the only way that you feel like you can get out of poverty is by selling drugs, and then you're liable to go to jail, and it's a big cycle. It's a real problem. Yes, there are blacks that have made it, and I think that they, you know, that should be shown as an example. There's no doubt about it. But I don't feel like many believe that there's a way out for them.
The city of Moore, Oklahoma, says they're standing behind the cops who beat a father to death in front of his family. The wife of the man is filing suit against the city and the police department. This story from countercurrentnews.com. But it seems that the officers who killed Luis Rodriguez have made another enemy. The video just released by hacker Bitcoin Baron introduces himself to the city of Moore, saying, "Thank you for allowing me inside of your systems and able to plant a virus inside of it." The video adds that some information found on their website or computers seems to be held for ransom, apparently being sensitive in nature. As a result, Bitcoin Baron tells the city of Moore, quote, "Send me 100 bitcoins, or I will have fun with what I obtained," unquote. The YouTube description echoes this message, saying, "Send 100 bitcoins to this address," and provides the address. The attack is in response to the lawsuit, which named Moore police officers Joseph Bradley and Ryan Menard as defendants in a civil case filed by Nair Rodriguez, the wife of Luis Rodriguez. Rodriguez was ruled to have died from heart failure while being pepper sprayed and beaten by officers during an incident at a local movie theater. You may recall the incident with Rodriguez. A dispute took place between Nair and her 19-year-old daughter. The family was in the Warren Theater during the early hours of February 15th when Nair slapped her daughter, who had just been caught in a lie. Mrs. Rodriguez had walked off, angry at her daughter. That's when Luis went to try to calm her down. Right then, several more police officers swarmed Luis. Both the daughter and Nair witnessed everything that happened next and captured much of it on a cell phone video. Luis, who was 44, attempted to get by the officers who demanded identification from him, even though he had not personally done anything. For his crime of ignoring the officers, five cops took him down, pepper sprayed, and then proceeded to beat him to death. His daughter explained, quote, "Five guys got on top of him, beating him ruthlessly on the head, just pow, 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 even with knees," her eyes full of tears as she explained it. Court documents in the suit filed by his wife say the officers were unreasonable in their use of force against Rodriguez, who had neither posed a threat to them nor committed any crime himself. The suit adds that, quote, "the officers in private security tackled Luis to the ground and savagely beat him to death." It also says that first responders negligently treated Luis, ultimately causing his death, and that in collusion with the police, the Oklahoma State Medical Examiner produced contradicts the clear facts surrounding Luis's death. It adds that District Attorney Greg Mashburn, quote, "appears to have a history of justifying the legal use of force, including deadly force, against civilians." What sort of files did Bitcoin Baron find on the city of Moore's systems? That remains to be seen, as does the outcome of the suit. But one thing's for sure, the city of Moore, prosecuting attorney, and the police department have made themselves an enemy they probably wish they hadn't. Maybe it's time for prosecutors and police administrators to start holding criminal cops accountable for their crimes. And so here you have yet another example of police beating someone to death, basically unprovoked, it sounds like, for not answering their question, not identifying himself. And by the way, if you're on foot, and in a lot of places, if a cop asks you to show identification, in many places you aren't obligated to. Now, there may be some jurisdictions where you are, so you'll have to check your local ordinances or statutes or wherever the hell you would look to find that information. But usually the general rule with police contacts is if you're walking down the street and a cop's trying to ask you questions, you can just ignore them.
Right. They're just a person. You don't have to talk to people that you don't want to talk
right.
to. That goes into a free country. I would also point out that this is sort of the what's being exploited here by the internet. The internet is a disruptive, what they call in business, a disruptive technology. It changes the way things have been done. Well, essentially, this is war on the internet. This is what it looks like. This guy has gone to war with a city. And When you have a centralized organization like a city, you can be that central organization can be attacked. You'll note that it's not the citizens of that city that are being attacked. It's just the government website. So this is one of the inherent difficulties of running a monopoly organization.
We'll come back. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here in moments at 855-450-FREE.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard the commercial for Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there are fine that strength in the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it is Live Sunday edition of this program. Of course, you, as always, can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about some naughty police. There's been apparently a hacker in the realm of, well, who knows where exactly, but the hacker has sent a message on YouTube calling himself Bitcoin Baron to the city of Moore and their police department, Moore, Oklahoma, where apparently a man was beat to death in front of his family for not answering the police when they demanded identification of him at a movie theater. They just decided to crush the life out of him, apparently. And so the hacker in this case has demanded 100 bitcoins, and bitcoins right now are about $300, almost not quite $300 per each.
285 or so.
So, you know, that's a, what, $28,000 is what he's asking for, right? Something like that.
It's for extortion. It seems low.
It does. It does seem like that. So, you know, the hacker has allegedly gained entrance into the city of Moore's computer systems. Whether that's true or not, you know, who knows if that's true. But this guy's put that out there, and I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting when Anonymous and these hackers target the police departments of the United States when they are involved in some sort of shenanigans involving possibly crushing the life out of some person who presumably was innocent at that time. And it's a way to get back at the police without actually threatening them directly, without, you know, going physically after an officer, but yet, you know, still kind of make headlines. I think it's interesting.
Well, one thing I know for certain is that when you go online, you need to protect yourself. This guy, clearly, yeah. This city was not well enough protected. And an individual, you never know what can happen to you. The fact is your internet service provider is, you know, saving all your surfing history. Criminals are trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets, and governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. ProXPN can solve all of that. You just go and download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Just connect to the internet, and you're protected from all of it. No more prying and no more spying. One account works for all your devices simultaneously. And when you say simultaneously here, does that mean that I can use my computer and my cell phone at the same time, or how does that work?
I don't believe that's the case.
Okay. So I just need one account, but I have to you know, kind of log off and on.
Yeah, I think the idea is you can only be on one at each time. If I'm recalling, because someone gave us clarification on that a long time ago when we first started advertising.
Okay, I'm kind of wondering about that. Anyway, you just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off of an annual account. That's about $5 a month. FTL50 will get you a savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter how long you have it. It's a premium account that you go with. There's a full week money-back guarantee that you can try it out with. So go get it today. You can get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites. It's proxpn.com. They don't keep any records of your online habits. proxpn.com/FTL, coupon code FTL50 for a great discount.
So let's change gears here, get away from the bad cop stories. There's no shortage of those.
They're a real bummer.
Into the world of copyright, which is also a bummer, because copyright is an artificial kind of concept where essentially, I like the renaming of it to monopoly privilege, where essentially the government protects artists from competition, protects them from derivatives, if you will, people taking an idea and sort of running with it on their own. And that's what's happened in this case out of Los Angeles, where the AP is reporting. A verdict has been reached saying that Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke copied Marvin Gaye's music to create their hit song Blurred Lines. Could ripple across the music industry, potentially changing how artists work and opening the door to new copyright claims. An 8-person jury determined Tuesday that Williams and Thicke copied elements of Gaye's 1977 hit Got to Give It Up and ordered the pair to pay nearly $7.4 million to the late R&B legend's three children. Now let's just clarify something here. Marvin Gaye's daughter, Nona Gaye, and the other two kids, I don't know who they are, but Nona's at this press conference. She didn't write the song in question.
No.
Right? She was probably very, very young at the time that it was written. We're talking about more than 35 years ago. $7.4 million to the kids who had no active role in this song whatsoever.
Right. So if you were a supporter of copyright, you would also have to understand that in this case, the heirs have done sort of nothing to, as far as this creative work goes. So what you're saying here is that what we should do is create a class of people who apparently can live based solely on one hit single from their, you know, their former dead loved one. I find this, and now with the, what is it, the artist lifetime plus 99 years?
I don't know.
That's what the Sonny Bono law was supposed to be. And I think,
okay.
So I think we're talking about the artist lifetime plus 99 years. You're not just talking about a class of children, but grandchildren and great-grandchildren who apparently aren't going to do anything productive with their lives because they don't have to. They've just got, you know, they don't have the same incentives we do. This is crazy. I mean, it's going to destroy the music industry.
Millions, you know, millions more in potential future profits for Blurred Lines are also now at stake. The gay family will seek an injunction against the song, which will give them leverage to negotiate for royalties and other concessions, such as songwriting credit. Although Tuesday's verdict could face years of appeals. While the verdict affects Thicke and Williams' finances in the short term, artists and music industry lawyers will likely face new constraints as they sort through the verdict and its implications. Howard King, lead attorney for Thicke and Williams, said in closing arguments that a verdict for the gay family would have a chilling effect on musicians trying to evoke an era or create an homage to the sound of earlier artists. Williams contended during the trial that he was only trying to mimic the feel of Gaye's late 1970s music, but insisted he did not use elements of his idol's work. Quote, today's successful verdict, with the odds more than stacked against the Marvin Gaye estate, could redefine what copyright infringement means for recording artists, said an intellectual property attorney, Glenn Rothstein. He said the decision sets a precedent because, quote, paying homage to musical influences was an acceptable and indeed commonplace way of conducting business and even showing respect for one's musical idols. But after today, doubt has been cast on where the line will be drawn for copyright infringement purposes.
Yeah, it gets very difficult. When you're talking about derivative works, no one's going to claim that the songs are the same, right? But they are going to claim that they're similar. And
yeah, like the backing track sounds like Marvin Gaye.
The question that you have to ask yourself is how many variations are there of music that sounds good?
Only so many.
Right. Like,
there's only so many ways you can organize those notes.
Right. You can only organize the notes in so much of a fashion. We know that some of those fashions are going to stink, right? And some of them are great. So what do we do? Have we organized them all at this point and given them as intellectual property to everybody? Maybe we should just let a computer come out. You know, at this point, I should just have a computer spit out all the organization of notes that it can possibly do and then sue the crap out of people who make songs that have
I did it first.
A sufficient number of these notes. I mean, I don't know what to do. Another thing, there was a style of rap back when I was a kid that doesn't really exist anymore because of copyright, that basically they would take portions of songs and sort of play them back, and you can't do that now.
Let's talk more about it coming up here in a moment. You can share your thoughts on copyright, intellectual property, or bad cops, whatever you want to discuss here. 855-450-FREE. How do you feel about this case?
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheeban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, Wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Tell us how you feel about copyright, specifically a case involving the hit track Blurred Lines, which is what's came out within the last couple of years, and a 1977 classic from Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. I've actually pulled them both up here on YouTube, and we'll play a little bit from each one, and you know, you can decide for yourself whether or not this was copyright infringement. The decision by the 8-person jury determined that Williams and Thicke did copy elements of Gaye's 1977 hit, and they will now have to pony up $7.4 million, which will go to Marvin Gaye's three children. So we can talk more about that here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You can go there to get a full pound of some of the best coffee in the world. From BuzzBox, it's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. You just go and get signed up for their program at coffee.freetalklive.com. The first pound's free, you just pay the shipping cost. After that, they'll send you more coffee, and you can customize how often you receive it, how much you receive, and the flavor over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can feel good because a portion of the profits of each pound are going to microloans, which are helping people around the world make a better life for themselves. So you get great coffee, you get to help people all at the same time. Really, what could be better? Oh, yeah, the the free pound. Try it out over at coffee.freetalklive.com. You just cover the shipping, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. So according to the story here at the Associated Press, music copyright trials are rare, but allegations that a song copies another artist's work are common. Yeah. Singers Sam Smith and Tom Petty recently reached an agreement that conferred songwriting credit to Petty on Smith's song Stay With Me, which resembled Petty's hit I Won't Back Down. In the Blurred Lines case, the Gay family will seek an injunction against the song, giving them leverage to negotiate for royalties and other concessions, such as songwriting credits. Nona Gay, the late singer's daughter, wept as the verdict was read. She's probably expecting about $2 million to come into her bank account from this.
I wonder how wealthy these people are already for the work of their father, the incredible work of their father.
Yeah, good question. So going on here, she said at the press conference, quote, right now I feel free. Free from Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke's chains and what they tried to keep on us and the lies that were told.
Wait a second. I believe that Thicke and Pharrell brought the suit themselves. This was them bringing the suit to prove that they didn't do this.
I haven't seen that.
That was my understanding of the situation.
Well, wow. That wouldn't make much sense. Why would they be...
That was explained to me on the news. I don't know what to tell you.
Going on here, Larry Iser, an intellectual property lawyer who's represented numerous musicians, such as Jackson Browne and David Byrne in music copyright cases, criticized the verdict, saying, quote, although Gay was the Prince of Soul, he didn't own a copyright to the genre, and Thicke and Williams' homage to the feel of Marvin Gaye is not infringing. King, the pair's lawyer, said record labels are going to become more reluctant to release music that's similar to other works, an assertion disputed by Richard Bush, the lead attorney for the Gay family. He said, while Mr. Williams' lawyer suggested in his closing argument the world would come to an end and music would cease to exist if they were found liable, I still see the sun shining and the music industry will go on.
The music industry will go on, but I think that what you're going to see is...
Cautiously.
Yeah. It's going to be more and more difficult for the big hits to make a bunch of money. You're going to probably see as time goes by that it's going to be fractured out to smaller people, which I don't think is the worst thing in the world. But, I mean, you know, that basically you won't make enough money that you'll become a large enough target. At some point or another, there's just going to be these vultures out there, these IP lawyers waiting to take somebody's money from them because they made a song.
So I've got the clips here from YouTube. Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye, circa 1977, and Robin Thicke and Pharrell from 2013, Blurred Lines. Here comes 1977. This is the part.
Yep.
Sort of the backing track for the... Okay, so you get the feeling there, and I'm going to play you Robin Thicke's version here with Pharrell.
Everybody get up.
They're not even that close.
No.
I mean, they have the same feel to them. But
it's got that feel, but it's not a direct rip. It's not like, what's the song with the girl about the booty? They ripped off, they took the actual clip from Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah,
and
Baby Got Back.
Yeah, they took a clip from Baby Got Back, and they used that in a newer song, which is all about booty. And I imagine they gave Sir Mix-a-Lot some money in order to do that, because that was an actual clip from his song. This is a reworking. This is definitely more of an homage to the original than anything else. It does not sound the same to me.
Play him again.
All right, well, I'm just going to pick it up where I paused it. I'm not going to repeat the... 77. All right, and then current day.
There's certainly some similarity to it, but...
Yeah, it's different, though.
Yeah, it's different notes.
Right. The fact that now, what essentially this verdict, that's why this is so significant. I remember because when I was reading the story, I was thinking to having heard the song, and that it did evoke in my mind, oh, this sounds like Marvin Gaye, or this sounds like a song from the 70s, that era. And
by the way, a former disc jockey, so I think that I'd never thought that at all when I heard it. So like,
I don't know if I would have thought it was Marvin Gaye specifically, but it did ring. It had that feel to it. But I remembered it being more similar than it actually sounds. Now that I'm playing them side by side, I can tell there's definitely a difference between them. It's pretty clear when you play them side by side. And so what this is really noteworthy for this particular case is it's saying that now songs that evoke feelings about what was, songs that are homages, they're similarly written, they may have similar elements to them but are not identical musically, are now liable. They're now going to be paying out millions of dollars to Marvin Gaye's family, not even, you know, because he's dead.
Anybody who wants to sort of riff on punk music from the late 70s is going to be in big trouble. There was only like
the same chords.
Three chord riffs.
So this is really scary stuff here, what's happening. And, you know, these jurors, they don't even know what they're doing.
What happens if they kill the music industry? I mean, let's try to look at that that world. Well, you know, they the music industry is so shackled by this that a bunch of heirs to a bunch of artists are making a bunch of money. You know, essentially, you're going to have to pay more for single hits instead of the 99 cents in the Apple Store. You got to pay $1.50 or whatever it is. I don't know. I mean, I don't spend any money on this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care. But what would, you know? So what if that happens? Wouldn't that give the foot in the door for the artists who want to sell their songs for 25 cents? I don't care. I'll sell you my song for 10 cents.
Well, I mean, it's certainly true. If Robin Thicke and Pharrell were a couple of street musicians or, you know, guys playing at a bar who had come up with this bass line and, you know, they're just jamming somewhere, they wouldn't have been sued for anything, right? If they're just selling CDs at the local bar, then no one would have ever really known or
cared.
Because, you know, the reason why they're a target is because they got $7 million that they can pay out in a lawsuit.
I get that, but I mean, I just don't know what I don't know what's going to happen. I'm trying to predict what the world's going to look like.
Well,
I don't feel bad for the music industry. Like, when I think of the music industry, I think about a bunch of crooks. So it's difficult for me to sort of feel bad when a ruling comes down like this. It seems like bad guys fighting bad guys in many ways. Mm. I'm not talking about Thicke and Pharrell at this point. I'm talking about the business people that are involved in it, and, you know, yuck, in many cases, is mostly what comes to mind when I think about these folks. So it's, I guess, if I think about this whole industry having a wooden stake driven through its heart, it doesn't make me feel the worst in the world. But then again, I don't have much concern about music. I get it. Yeah. I would love, by the way, to get 10 cents a track, a listen on Free Talk Live. I mean, that would be so awesome if people paid for the podcast listeners only, you know, the podcast and SoundCloud listeners paid 10 cents per show, I'd never sell ads.
Yeah, our business model didn't work that way, though.
No.
All right, toll-free number
here. We have a business model?
855-453. Our business model is give it away, and hopefully people appreciate it.
Yeah. So the crazy people will call you, and the mean people will hate on you.
The good news is we don't really have any money to be sued for.
That's right. You can't get us.
More on the way here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I needed to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. PocketPowerPlus9.com. Coupon code FTL.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co.
It's no
secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Copyright is it's something that has been used for a long time to oppress people and their ideas. And I think that it's not a problem to take ideas from another person and borrow them and make them better or try to improve them or copy them and share them. To me, that it doesn't bother me at all. And it doesn't bother most people, at least in my generation that I know of. I don't know anybody who has a problem with downloading music, sharing songs with one another over some sort of digital media. That's so common in the end of the Gen X and or early millennials, whatever you, you know, depends on where you draw the line, right? I was born in the early 80s. And, you know, this is fairly common. These people don't consider themselves criminals for doing this stuff. And similarly, if you take a clip from a song and you use that clip or you do as Pharrell and Robin Thicke did in their song Blurred Lines, use an old song as inspiration to create an homage to that old song, create a feel for, you know, so that harkens back to that which had come before. Now that's apparently illegal. According to a jury decision very recently, the AP reporting here that $7.4 million is going to have to be paid out because they made a song that evokes a feeling that it's not even the exact ordering of the notes anymore, right? That's the problem.
You would think that copyright law would get more clear over time. More opaque. And that's really the difficulty here is that's the idea. The idea behind laws is that we'll make a rule and then over time we'll refine that rule and we'll get more and more clear on what we mean by the rule. And look, I get it. if somebody, you know, takes, for instance, Johnny Cash, I think is, in to my mind, one of the great sort of plagiarism stories out there. The Folsom Prison Blues, are you familiar with the song?
Yes.
That song is...
I think you've sung it at karaoke.
Yeah, I love the song. I think it's awesome. It's basically ripped off from blues singers. And, I mean, you know, like, just... taken and put together and, you know, cobbled together, and it's just a mishmash.
Musically, or the lyrics, or all of the above, or...
I would have to get, you know, I would have had to have been prepared for my claim, but I have heard them played next to each other, and essentially what it sounds like it sounds like full-on plagiarism. You know, like, I'm going to take this song and put my name on it.
Mm-kay.
Now, certainly it was portions. I don't know how many different songwriters, you know, how many songs he used to come up with it or anything like that, but... Okay, so back in the day of, you know, the 40s or whatever it was, it would have been more difficult for you to know that some poor black touring blues singer who hit the honky-tonks and dive bars, who had made a song, had it swiped by some white guy who managed to make it into, you know, a career because he had the look and, you know, all that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now everybody knows what everybody is. Anybody can make the claim. So, you know, when you see in one circumstance, I think that Johnny Cash probably should have given those people some money for that song. I don't have a problem with that part, but I think that we need to be abundantly clear when it comes to these ideas.
Well, I don't have the problem. I don't have a problem with giving someone something to reward them for creating the idea that you've used to parlay into a more successful career. I think that's a nice thing to do. But I don't think it should be an obligation.
Well, I think that what we've shown here is that the government, when it gets involved in these situations, generally makes problems worse, not makes them better.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea that you for the artist's lifetime and then 99 years after that, that, you know, that song should be held in perpetuity in a country whose national anthem is plagiarized from an English drinking song in the 1850s, right? Like, we would still, basically, the national anthem would still be, you know, would be, this drinking song would probably still be the national anthem only recently, but have been, you know, justified in being written.
I mean, look, I want to know if there's actually anybody in our audience who sides with the Marvin Gaye family on this one that feels as though...
Clearly the jury did.
The blurred, right. I mean, I guess they did. And so there
is
must
it
be
because they just hate rich people? Because it looks like rich people on either side to me.
It sure does. I can tell you that, I mean, Marvin Gaye's daughter does not look poorly dressed here in these photos. That's all I got to go on here. The fact she's Marvin Gaye's daughter, she's probably getting some other royalties from who knows where. She seems to be doing fairly well for herself. But let's go on here with your calls and thoughts. I really would like to hear from you if you agree with the jury in this verdict, that you feel that Blurred Lines, this Robin Thicke / Pharrell song, is somehow a violation of the copyright on the Marvin Gaye song, which the original song by Marvin Gaye, 1977's hit, Got to Give It Up. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. That's the Anacreon song, Mark.
What's that?
The drinking song you mentioned, is that the anthem of the Anacreon Society?
I don't really know what the English drinking song that the Star Spangled Banner is based on, but I've you know, heard the claim.
I looked it up, and that seemed to be the claim. So I don't know if I want to defend the Marvin Gaye family, but I am curious about your feelings about this idea of, like, one artist taking the idea from another and then parlaying it into a successful career, because... You know, I remember this story from Ars Technica a while back. There was someone in the Apple store who had a game, and then someone else copied the game to, you know, an exacting detail, and then they were getting tons of money, and the person who came up with the game was getting zilch.
Yeah.
And, you know, when suddenly you take the rich versus rich dynamic out, and it's like suddenly it's a poor, starving artist getting his ideas stolen by, you know, people in some other country, it doesn't suddenly... They seem a lot more sympathetic in that case.
Yeah.
And I guess when I'm imagining, like, a free society, how it would deal with this, it's really hard not to imagine that scenario of, you know, I'm just a poor artist and everyone who has more money than me just takes my ideas and gets rich off of them.
Yeah, sure. Let me rebut in just sort of imagining. Remember up until... oh, the music industry didn't even get rocking and rolling until somewhere around the 40s, all right? So basically everything prior to that, there wasn't any intellectual property laws surrounding this stuff. I mean, music was something that somebody played in a bar or whatever. They heard a song here, they heard a song there, they played it, right?
Okay.
That's pretty much how it went. So in those circumstances, somebody's just playing music and getting paid for playing music, and no one really cares where they got the song from. They could sing Happy Birthday to You, and it wasn't a big deal. No one was worried about some impending lawsuit.
Right, now you get sued.
So I guess that to some extent, like, for instance, let's talk about Lady Gaga for a second. I think the woman's a musical genius, but some people would say she's devoid of talent. But you can't claim that she's not devoid of the, but you can't claim that she's devoid of the marketing talent, right? Like, there's maybe greater artists out there as far as the creation of music, but Lady Gaga makes a lot of money because she's good at marketing, her music. So, you know, if somebody writes a song, and then somebody else takes it and markets it, in a better way, I think that both people, probably should be looking at a reward. I don't know what the mechanism is for making sure that somebody gets paid, because I think it's terrible that Johnny Cash made all this money off of this Crescent City Blues song that he basically rewrote and worked over to make a fortune on.
Oh yeah, totally. The marketing thing. I mean, I totally get that. I mean, but you know, I actually was told a story by Gard Goldsmith, who's the host coming up next on LRN. He had a personal experience where basically he had an idea for a script, and then suddenly, you know, a few weeks later, someone else had suddenly had that idea for the same script and gotten the commission that he didn't get. So this is not an academic kind of thing. I mean, this does happen to people. But yeah, you're right. Marketing does play into it. I guess what I would want to see is some kind of market solution where people could pay for some kind of service that would, you know, like, reward people for doing that, and not one where, you know, where you could just copy, basically, yeah, put your name on someone's work.
What about this? What if there was a news organization, like a, call it a magazine or something, that would report on, basically artists that plagiarized other artists if they didn't give some kind of royalty report? You know, a Tadler magazine.
The bad guys.
Yeah, they would basically say, hey, look, Johnny Cash had made a fortune off of these poor black people who wrote Crescent City Blues. Everybody hate on Johnny Cash. Now, this obviously it wouldn't have worked back then because, people were so misinformed that there were young women writing him letters believing he actually was in prison for murder and wanting to get with him or whatever. I mean, like, it was a crazy world. Somehow,
just love the bad boy.
Somehow these dolts, dullards, and mendicants believed that this guy had a national single from prison.
Got his album deal from behind bars.
Hilarious.
It could happen. Hey, Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. But I agree with you, Mark. That's a good idea. The getting information out there, I don't have an opposition to that. But at the same time, I also don't think anybody owes anyone anything. You put your ideas out there, somebody's bound to copy it if it's a good one, and that's a compliment when people copy you. 855-453, what do you think? You can share your thoughts with us here. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.